This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-day tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia tomorrow. At the invitation of the President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, Prime Minister Modi will pay an official visit to Cyprus tomorrow. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over two decades. The death toll in the devastating Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad has reached to 254. The flight had a total of 242 people on board, with 169 Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national, along with 12 crew members. Only one person, a British national of Indian origin, survived. President of the Gujarat chapter of the Indian Medical Association, Mehul Shah, has confirmed the deaths of 4 medical students and the wife of a doctor. An investigation is in progress to determine the exact cause of the crash. A team from the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has recovered the aircraft's black box, formerly known as the flight data recorder, from the crash site. Forensic experts have also begun detailed examinations. Our correspondent reports that local health, police and security teams remain on high alert.
The entire state of Gujarat is in shock after the devastating Air India plane crash. The tragedy has left families and communities grieving across the region, as majority of the passengers on board were from various parts of the state. The administration is providing all possible support to the families of the deceased. A 24/7 control room has been set up at Civil Hospital to coordinate relief works. Arrangements for accommodation and transportations have also been made to assist the grieving families. Across the state, condolence meetings, group prayers and gatherings are being held to honor the victims. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Meanwhile, the government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. Minister of State for Home Affairs Harsh Sanghvi visited the FSL and NFSU Gandhinagar today and reviewed the DNA testing process. The Home Secretary, IGP of IB and Director of FSL joined him. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches at multiple locations in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan in connection with a terror conspiracy case related to the banned outfit Hizbut Tahrir. In a statement, the NIA said that 3 locations in Bhopal and 2 in Jhalawar were extensively searched as part of the agency's ongoing investigation into the activities of Hizbut Tahrir and its members. Iran launched a retaliatory attack against Israel last night, firing hundreds of missiles and drones at Israeli cities in what Tehran called Operation Severe Punishment. According to Israel's emergency services, one person has died and more than 20 were wounded after an Iranian missile hit near homes in Rishon LeZion, just south of Tel Aviv. The Iranian assault came just hours after Israel conducted its most significant military strike against Iran since the 1980s war with Iraq. More details from our West Asia correspondent.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared that Israel had initiated the war and promised that revenge would be painful, with nowhere in Israel remaining safe. Iranian state media framed the massive missile attack as the beginning of what they called a devastating retaliation against Israeli aggression. The Revolutionary Guard confirmed that Iranian forces were fully mobilized for continued military action, signaling that Friday night's barrage may be only the opening salvo in a prolonged conflict. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, U.S. media have reported that Israel received assistance from American air defense systems and a Navy destroyer in intercepting Iranian missiles. In USA, about 200 U.S. Marines have been deployed in Los Angeles to protect a federal building there. The military said that the move came after a week of protests over the current administration's immigration raids in the city. In cricket, South Africa have inched closer to victory in the 2025 World Test Championship final after dominating most of the third day's play against Australia at Lord's in London. At stumps on day 3, South Africa were 213 for 2, chasing a target of 282. And that is the end of this news bulletin.